Welcome inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Johnny Kane here with you. Time to talk Donovan West football with head coach Perry Smith. And well, last week, Donovan West outlasted Valley Falls in an absolute shootout, 56-46, the final, a game that was 32-30 at the half. So, coach, we'll start there. Just overall, what attracted me there on Friday night? Ultimately, though, your defense comes up with a couple of stops and pick up a big win. Just what were your thoughts overall on that game?
Well, I thought we did some good things. Definitely, you know, there on the defensive side of the ball, I thought later in the third quarter and into the fourth, you know, I don't think we allowed a touchdown in the last, quarter and a half. So I thought our defense started figuring some things out and making some plays. Then offensively, you know, we've kind of been that way all year. You know, we can kind of find out some ways to score and do that. So we were pleased on that side of the ball as well. But credit Valley Falls, I thought they competed the whole game and did a lot of good things. And their backfield is not just common guys. I think their quarterback, halfback, and of course number 30 there is quality skill kids at the 8-man level. And I thought they showed up big for them on Friday night.
Yeah, and you had several guys step up. One of them I looked at was Braden Simmons. He had 151 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns, and he's a guy going into that game. He had a little over 100 yards rushing on the entire season, but he goes for 150 there on Friday night. What did you just see from him? It just seemed like he was running hard and running fast.
Braden did a nice job in that game. We've been on him pretty hard the last couple weeks of not doing so much dancing, just one cut and go, and I thought he did that a much better job of that on Friday night. And the Spiker boy gets so much people watching him that the other stuff opens up nicely, and it did again for Braden on Friday. And another kid that played huge for us was Cole Franken, our senior fullback. Here the last two or three weeks, he's been getting things figured out and playing well and doing a good job blocking and running. So we've been pleased with our backfield as a whole.
Yeah, you talk about Trent Spiker. He went over 200 yards, had 3 touchdowns as well. But now you look ahead to this week. You've got a big game on the road at Burlingame, and it's a big game as far as the district standings go. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the Donovan West Mustangs Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Donovan West Mustangs Locker Room Chat. We're talking with head coach Perry Smith. It's brought to you by Triple L Tire, Mendena State Bank, Bank of Highland, and Johnson Ag. And, well, coach, big one coming up on Friday night. You're going to go on the road to Burlingame. Obviously, they're a pretty good program all the way around, a pretty good team all the way around. But this is just a big game overall when you look at the district standings, because a win by your guys, you get the 2 seed, a loss, and you'll probably have to go on the road here in the week one of the playoffs. So what do you look at here heading into this matchup then with Burlingame?
It's a huge game, but we've kind of been in huge games the last 3 or 4 weeks where, when we lost to Washington County, first district game, it kind of put us in a position where we were behind the 8-ball. So we've kind of felt that way, all district long, all season long here in district time. So it is a big game, one that our guys are looking forward to say the least. And hopefully we go out there on Friday night and compete like crazy, and I know we will.
How much of a confidence booster was Friday night's win for your guys? Because I knew you'd had a couple of times going into some big games this year where you really haven't come out on the right side of things, but you did on Friday night. You went through some adversity and ultimately came out with that 10-point win. So how much confidence did that give your guys here heading into this Burlingame matchup?
Well, I think it gives us some confidence. I think I've talked a lot this year about how tough our schedule was, how it kind of prepared us for that, with the Bishop LeBlanc, the Johnson Brock, early in our schedule. But it also worked twofold. I thought it hurt our confidence also. So where maybe we were questioning some of our abilities on what we were doing. But overall, Friday night should help us, and I know it has. But also, we've got a lot of seniors, and they're a confident group of seniors. They're gonna go in there and compete, and just like our losses, we've been in with the exception of Clifton Clyde, where we just didn't play well in the second half of that game. We've been in every single game. Been a play here, a play there, away from from not being 3-4, being 5-1 or 6-1 or whatever. So we've got a little bit of confidence in that as far as that goes, they know Friday night's big, and you know these guys want a home playoff game. We've talked about that for 3 years, so we know that's ahead of us yet, and we're going to go down to Burlingame and give it a whirl.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck. Should be a fun one there on Friday night. But thank you, as always, for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you one final time next week.
All right. Sounds good, Johnny. Thank you.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Perry Smith, head coach of the Donovan West Mustangs, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by Triple L Tire, Medina State Bank, Bank of Highland, and Johnson Ag here on KNZA.